Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 21st of May. I'm Ellen Butler, filling in for Shane Beattie this morning. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Obviously, if we can't find a resolution after the Labour Cork, their members will have no other choice to continue with their industrial action.
Ambulance unions and HSC management return to talks. And one in four charities is facing a funding crisis this year. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, talks aimed at resolving the pay dispute involving national ambulance staff are due to resume at the Labour Court this morning. SIP2 and Unite have described previous discussions with HSC management as difficult, with no agreement yet being reached. The unions want updated salary scales to reflect the increased responsibilities and workload now carried out by frontline ambulance staff. A planned 48-hour strike was suspended this week to allow for talks, but SIP2 ambulance sector organiser John McCamley says they'll proceed with strike action if the HSC doesn't budge.
Obviously, if we can't find a resolution at the Labour Cork, their members will have no other choice to continue with their industrial action, which is scheduled for next week. It was a three-day stoppage, and we are still continuing with our work to rule. We are hopeful that we can find a solution to this.
Nearly 1,800 complaints were made to the Ombudsman for Children's Office last year. Its annual report shows TUSLA and Health Services account for the highest number of those contacts. The report warns children's rights are in the balance, with growing concerns around housing, disability services, education and mental health supports. Ombudsman Dr. Niall Muldoon says the best interests of children should be central to government decision making.
We've been seeing worldwide the diminution of children's rights and human rights around the world. And we in Ireland have a real chance here to stand up against that. We can see it consistently in resourcing where children are not being at the forefront of it. So what we want to do is sort of highlight the importance of Ireland looking at incorporating the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child into law.
Meanwhile, new figures highlight the growing demand for youth mental health supports. Spunout's new report shows anxiety, stress and isolation are the most common issues facing young people using its Text About It service. Daniel Pitcher has more.
More than a quarter of a million mental health support conversations have taken place through Spunout's Text About It service over the past 5 years. A new report from the youth support platform found anxiety, stress and isolation are the main reasons young people are reaching out for help. The service, which operates 24 hours a day, recorded an average of 135 conversations daily, with demand at its highest late at night. The report also found that more than 30,000 young people contacted the service with thoughts of suicide, underlining what Spunout describes as the scale of the youth mental health crisis in Ireland.
The Taoiseach is meeting French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, ahead of Ireland taking over the EU presidency in July. Ireland's priorities for its six-month term will be on the agenda when the pair meet at the Elysee Palace. They're also expected to discuss EU competitiveness, security, enlargement and the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. During the visit, the Taoiseach will attend a number of cultural events celebrating the historic links between Ireland and France. Médecins Sans Frontières says it's carrying out a large-scale response to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Emergency medical and logistics teams are being deployed, while essential supplies and equipment are being transported from Kinshasa, Uganda and Europe. The group says the outbreak is particularly concerning due to the type of Ebola strain involved, which has no vaccine or treatment at the moment. There have been over 600 suspected cases and 139 suspected deaths so far, but numbers are believed to be far greater. Donal Gorman from MSF Ireland says there are many factors which make this situation particularly challenging.
Dealing with this outbreak is difficult because it involves a particular virus which doesn't benefit from approved treatments or vaccines, and also diagnostics are of particular concern. But also, where the outbreak is taking place, it's actually in a part of the country in DRC where there's been ongoing conflict, which makes responding extremely difficult.
Oxfam Ireland is launching an emergency appeal for funding as the Ebola virus spreads in the DRC. Jim Clarkin, the Oxfam Ireland CEO, says the charity has experience with this kind of outbreak.
But this is urgent and happening quite rapidly. We'll be supporting communities in with public health, water, sanitation, community protection, and working through partners to make sure that the local communities who are most impacted are given the support they needed. And most importantly, to try to contain this within the region to make sure it doesn't spread any further.
Returning back home, and people in Galway West and Dublin Central are being encouraged to use their votes in tomorrow's by-elections. Representatives from the Electoral Commission will be out on O'Connell Street and Henry Street in Dublin today to share tips on voting and to answer any questions. There are two Dáil seats up for grabs, one in each constituency, and voting takes place between 7am and 10pm tomorrow. Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of the Commission, says every vote counts.
Voting is so important because your vote is your voice. And if you don't vote, you allow other people to speak for you. So we're really saying to the people of Galway West and the people of Dublin Central, if you'd like your voice to be heard, then you need to get out and vote. There is a connection between voting and decisions that affect your life.
Credit unions have been named Ireland's most reputable organisation for the fourth year in a row. The latest Ireland Reputation Index places the IRFU in second place and On Post ranks third. The study carried out by the Reputations Agency surveyed more than 5,000 people between January and March of this year. Social media companies Meta and X have ranked at the bottom of the list out of 100 organisations. Alan Tyrrell, CEO of the Reputations Agency, explains why credit unions place so strong.
Is deeply embedded in the community, focuses hard on citizenship and focuses very hard on products and services. And they're all areas that get covered in the research. So those things, that's what seems to set those at the top of the index apart from those who are further down.
Turning to entertainment, and Emma Willis says her stomach is flipping constantly after being announced as one of the new hosts of Strictly Come Dancing. The presenter will front the show alongside comedian Josh Widdicombe and former pro Johannes Radebe in the upcoming series. In videos posted on social media, she says she's sure they're all going to laugh a lot. And finally to sport, Aston Villa ended a 30-year wait for silverware last night by claiming the Europa League. Villa defeated German side Freiburg 3-0 in the final in Istanbul. They'll show off their trophy on an open-top bus parade through Birmingham this afternoon. And manager Unai Emery believes there's more success to come for the club.
We are enjoying each moment and we are working hard to achieve improves and to get this trophy is one strong step forward we are doing.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.